Greetings from Mid-America Reform Seminary. You're listening to Officeology, a brand new broadcast platform for the seminary. My name is Mike Deckinga, Vice President of Advancement, and it's a pleasure to be with you. So we've been working to communicate with all of you for years. Why? Well, it's important that you are all up to date on how things are going around here. You know, perhaps you receive our appeal letters that we send out numerous times each year. Maybe you're on our email list or follow us on social media. Maybe you keep up with us by reading each edition of The Messenger. We send it out to your churches. Some of you receive it in your mailbox at home. And maybe you pay attention to all of these, which would certainly be our hope. But maybe you don't receive any of these. And you're often left wondering, how can I help? How can I be involved? What happens behind the scenes at Mid-America? Well, Officeology is designed to keep you current on the life of Mid-America, more or less from a business office kind of standpoint. So we'll keep you informed on things like enrollment and finances or strategic initiatives that the school is undertaking. We thought about combining this with Roundtable, but we think it might be best to keep the edifying theological program where it belongs on our Roundtable podcast, which is available through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and the seminary's sermon audio page, to name just a few. Pardon the shameless plug there, but hopefully you're tuning into that as well. Now, I don't expect your reaction to be, wow, let me clear my schedule so I can tune into this riveting material. The fact is that what we have here may not be the most entertaining part of your day. That is, unless you lead an exceptionally dull existence, which you might. So, you know, good for you. Then this is right up your alley. But let's be clear. Let's be frank. If you care about this place, if you care about the work that we do, you know, if you financially support our work, or maybe you've been on the fence trying to decide if this cause is worth your concern, this might just be worth listening to. So, if you're still with me, and certainly I hope you are, let's start with a brief overview of our finances. So first we'll talk a little about income, and then we'll talk a little bit about our expenses. And spoiler alert, I'm going to invite you to participate in some way at the end. So we began our work back in 1981, nearly 40 years ago. And since then, we've been a donor-sustained institution. And you know, back then, starting our work wasn't easy, and so early on, we knew we needed a strong relationship with the churches that we support. Of course, that's coupled with individuals and businesses with an appreciation for integrity and quality and transparency and theological education, and also with an eye toward outcomes, the final result, the product, so to speak, right? Faithful men academically and practically trained to lead fruitful and God-glorifying ministries across North America and beyond. And the Lord has been pleased to bless this work for many years and in many tangible ways. He's provided for our original campus, which was in Northwest Iowa, and then he sustained us through a move, a very strategic move, from Northwest Iowa to the greater Chicagoland area here in Dyer, Indiana. He's established endowed student aid funds. Provisions have allowed us to keep our tuition intentionally affordable. And we've had opportunities provided to us to train international students to effectively minister in different cultures all around the world. So I just listed a number of things, but for our purposes today, I'd like to touch on one particular area that that I just mentioned. And that is being intentionally affordable in regards to our tuition. So, of course, yes, our students pay for their education, $290 per credit hour, to be exact. So maybe $290 a credit hour seems low to you. Maybe that was a bit shocking. And you might be wondering, hey, are you getting what you pay for over there? Is this discount knowledge at the junior college? Well, absolutely not. Remember, I did mention a bit about having a concern for our outcomes. And we know we need to have a quality product, so to speak, to deliver. And we do that in a very innovative way, but we'll talk about that a different time. I really want to stick on our affordability here for now. So maybe the question becomes, why not charge as much for an education here as industry standards maybe would suggest? I mean, we are offering a master's degree after all, right? But if you think about it this way, a business person who pursues their MBA, they could expect, I think reasonably, to earn nearly 40% more or so in and in salary post-education. So the cost to get your MBA is great, but if they take out loans to receive their degree, there's a reasonable expectation that the reward will cover the risk taken over time. But that's not always true in the ministry. Our students are pursuing a career, certainly, but not the kind that rewards a large salary. Many students who attend a variety of seminaries take out loans to receive their training, only to graduate and earn the same, and maybe even much less, by way of compensation than they did before their studies began. So maybe they desire to serve in missions or involved in a church plant. Now we're looking at compensation. We're going salary? Yeah, that might be nice. But they'll likely be working in conditions that simply meet their basic needs, let alone cover the incremental costs their training may have incurred. So financial concerns on a new pastor really can cripple his effectiveness. And at Mid-America, our concern is that our graduates leave here serving Christ. And not their creditors. So here we are, how we arrive at affordable tuition. So our no debt, no loan philosophy has been a part of who we are since the beginning. And by God's grace, is still a part of who we are today. Our students, some of us come to us as single students, others come to us with sizable families. They're able to arrive and study full time for the ministry. And they do so without saddling themselves with a lifetime of financial pressure. Now, when they graduate. So what does this mean for you listening here? Well, this puts a premium on the donated dollar. We operate, this year's budget is right around $2 million, and public support revenue, charitable giving, accounts for $1.7 million of that total. So that requires our churches, individuals, and businesses listening today who have a passion for the Word of God boldly proclaimed and believe in the life-saving and life-changing power therein to step up both in small and big ways to help us do what we do. Our work depends on God's provision of your generosity. I also mentioned I touched briefly on expenses, and this is brief. But even though these expenses really at our institution are a bit lackluster, you know, a lot of institutions can suffer from mission creep, so to speak, sort of pursuing that which is counterproductive. It might stray from the original mission. It takes on change that is far from strategic. And sadly, others begin over time to blur the lines between needs and nice-to-haves, right? And those nice-to-haves can start to disguise themselves as needs, and you begin to pursue things that just don't match up with what you're there to do. And by God's grace, through excellence in our board governance and with the effective leadership of our administration, we've not gone down that road. So our program, our expenses simply here, they cover the program costs for our education, our commitment to the students, as mentioned in keeping tuition affordable, the maintenance of our campus, and then the advancement of each item I just listed. So we take our calling to be good stewards of what we've been given and what we've been gifted very, very seriously. We're ever mindful of our resources, of where they've come from, anyway. We're mindful of where they come from and when we decide and how they are to be used. We're mindful of the source, always. And while we operate on a fiscal year from July to June, okay, calendar year end represents a very significant time in the financial life of Mid-America, which is sort of corresponds why we're releasing this first edition of Officeology here in December. So as of January 1, we will be about 50% of the way through our academic year, but financially speaking, we'll need to have raised enough money to be about 60% towards our annual goal. The year-end thrust typically sustains us through some more lean times, financially speaking, of the spring and summer months. So now that makes our current goal for the month of December, we're looking to raise around $400,000, and that will cover December's expectations, but also kind of help catch us up for what looks to be a bit of a somewhat behind pace July through November. So I ask you, if you sit under the faithful preaching, perhaps, of a Mid-America alumnus, maybe if you have a passion to see the gospel change more lives and redeem more souls, if you've been encouraged by perhaps our faculty's written work, or have heard them speak or preach elsewhere, If you've been edified by our podcasts, such as Roundtable or other multimedia content, maybe our journal, I ask you to prayerfully consider how you can become a prayerful and financial partner in our work. And, you know, there are many ways to be involved through right now kind of cash gifts or gifts of stock, all the way through planned gifts through we've had folks donate boats and cars. You could donate real estate. There's also estate gift planning, donor-advised funds that you could be involved with. What I listed there in the beginning, cash gifts are accomplished by visiting our website, very simply, and going to the donors tab. It's midamerica.edu, and navigating to the donors tab. The latter, some of those planned gifts I mentioned, they take a little bit more effort, but we have some strategic partnerships set up with some organizations, and myself will be happy to assist you with that. So listening to today's broadcast, it might leave you with a few questions, and maybe we've sparked a creative interest in how you can become involved. So I would love to talk to you, and you can call me directly. My number is 219-864-2406, or you can certainly reach me via email at mdekinga@midamerica.edu. That's mdekinga@midamerica.edu. Either way, I look forward to having the opportunity to talk with you further and go into some detail of some things that we've just briefly touched on with this broadcast. So it looks like that's a wrap for our first ever Officeology broadcast. And there's really a lot to cover here going forward. We couldn't be in a more exciting time in the life of this institution. The seminary's momentum really is at an all-time high, and we're making plans to expand both our campus and our program, what we offer by way of an education here. So you'll have to tune in to future editions to learn more about that. We're not sure of the frequency of these broadcasts yet, but we'll keep you posted on plans to develop this a little bit further. And, hey, maybe we'll even have some special guests, too. We'd love to have some of our faculty and staff. Maybe you've got a story you'd like to tell about Mid-America and how it's impacted your life. Feel free to reach out to me. Maybe we can have you on sometime. But on behalf of everyone at Mid-America, thanks for listening to this, and thanks for your consideration in partnering with us. And to those of you who have already partnered with us in our important work, thank you, thank you, thank you for all you do. You really can't imagine how much your generosity has blessed us, encouraged us, and humbled us and sustained us throughout these years. So thank you again. Stay tuned, friends.